Journalist David Gregory was near the top of his profession, moving from NBC White House correspondent to host of the network's flagship Sunday morning program, Meet the Press. Then that high-profile job faded away after 6 years when Gregory received a phone call from his boss in the summer of 2014 that he was out. That finality sent Gregory into a deeper exploration of religion and spirituality. In fact, in 2008, Gregory was asked by President George W. Bush, "How's your faith?" And Gregory recently wrote a book with that same title. He'll be in the Valley on Thursday as the keynote speaker for the Jewish Federation of Greater Phoenix's Mega 2018 event, and he's with me. David, how does faith drive your life, and how has that changed over the past few years?
The question of faith in my life was definitely something that became more animated, not just over the past few years, but I would say going back 10 to 15 years, really. I mean, I think I was at a very successful place in my life with a young family and, you know, a budding career. I was covering the White House for NBC News at the time. And, you know, it was a time in my life when my kids were young and my wife and I were journeying in the position of saying, okay, if we're going to be a family of faith, what's that going to look like? It was very important to me to be a Jewish family. And she really challenged me at that point to say, well, if you're going to lead on this, you need to really know what you're doing and take the responsibility of leading us in a spiritual direction in a way that she grew up and in a way that she thought would be important for our family. And I think that coincided with what I come to understand now is a yearning inside me to seek some kind of higher purpose, to seek meaning in my life. And, you know, I found that learning and ritual were big manifestations of that. But for me, ultimately, a relationship with God is what made more sense and trying to draw closer to God's presence. It's really a central piece of who I am and who I try to be.
It seems as though we have fewer people maybe in the U.S. who are traditionally religious, but maybe more people who consider themselves to be spiritual. What are your thoughts about generally just the fact that people sort of realize there is something greater than us, even if that means going to temple or church on a weekly basis?
Yeah, no, I think it's a good question, and I think you've touched on something important. Look, I think everybody, I'm a lay person saying this, so I'm not a faith leader, but I think we all at some point are trying to wrestle with these questions, you know, about who and what is my best self, what gives me a sense of meaning and purpose. You know, where has faith been for me in my life? Is it something that I would like more of? Do I experience moments of transcendence? Is there a path of meaning and of spiritual awareness that can help me relax, be more mindful, be more intentional, be more present in my life? And can I take notice of these things by being open to grace? You know, I have a friend who's a minister in Washington, and she talks about standing in the flow of grace. And she says, you know, when you are serving other people, when you're being a good neighbor or just a good citizen or a good husband or father, you know, you're in that flow of grace. When you're performing the mitzvot as a Jew and you're lighting Shabbat candles, you are standing in the flow of grace. So I think there is this desire for spiritual awareness. I think a lot of people lack the vocabulary to describe what that is or to attach it to those feelings. I often say to, you know, Jews I know who might be into meditation or might be into yoga, I say, well, have you ever tried Judaism? Because our tradition offers everything from meditation to philosophical work.
Was it harder to be that kind of person when you are a major television star and you know that you're doing good work and maybe in some ways do people get lost in the work as opposed to where they are as human beings?
Yeah, I mean, I think what was hard, there were a couple of things that were hard, which is, you know, I was in, you know, and still am in a line of work that's very much about me versus us. You know, a lot of self-aggrandizement, it tends to encourage very selfish behavior. It doesn't mean that everybody practices that, but, I mean, I think that was certainly the case in me. I was very ambitious. I had a very quick rise within my career, and, you know, I was thinking about myself too much and not enough about being part of a team and doing work with other people that amounted to something that was really worthwhile. And so even though I did start on this journey and I tried to be better. I tried to, you know, get some mastery over those things I didn't like about myself, whether it was struggling with my temper or or other things, I still think, you know, my identity was still too wrapped up in who I was on television instead of who I am in the world as a husband and a father and as a child of God. And I think, you know, losing my job in a high-profile way, unfortunately, has a way of really connect, like, you know, making you go lower, you know, to be brought low is to be humbled in a way that makes you realize, okay, this is who I really am. This is what's really important. And my life is really kind of, you know, insignificant in the grand scheme of things. And that process is incredibly fulfilling.
When we consider how divided the country is, at least politically, at this point, and this isn't a new development, but certainly seems stronger now than it has been, is religion something that people of different religions, can that bring us together? Can faith bring us together? Or is it more of a splitting apart?
Even our founders kind of understood that religion could be both toxic and a tonic, you know, especially faith in the public square. What I worry about is that there's so much tribalism in the country, and religion is part of that tribalism, that we're tending to just kind of pick teams, and then we're just deepening that divide. What I like to think about is how our faith traditions can inform a kind of spiritual citizenship. Spiritual citizenship is a reminder that we should be motivated by our best selves when we interact with each other on politics or on civic matters, and we ought to remember that we should respect each other, listen to each other, and try to understand each other. And that's what we're running away from right now, because we're in this kind of tribal existence where we just delegitimize each other and form our own camps. We're not doing a very good job of just stopping to listen to someone and keeping it civil, lowering the temperature a little bit, and seeing if we can kind of understand where people are coming from and respect that. And there's going to be times when we're not going to respect it, and we're going to really disagree. And we try to do it in a constructive way, and we should try to be more constructive when things are so hot and so hateful right now. I think we have an opportunity to do that if we can try to bring the best of our religious traditions into that part of our citizenship.
Longtime national journalist David Gregory, he's author of How's Your Faith? He'll be in the Valley on February 15th as the keynote speaker for the Jewish Federation of Greater Phoenix's Mega 2018. David, great to talk with you. Thanks for the time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.